Let's bring in former New Jersey Superior Court judge and host of Judging Freedom Podcast, Andrew Napolitano. Judge, one question on this. I'm looking at this gag order, and the more he tries to pressure him, the more I encourage Trump to say, screw you, man. I'm going to violate this. I dare you to throw me in jail.
Well, look, Carl, there's only two reasons that can justify a gag order. One is to protect jurors, and there are no jurors in this case. And the other is to protect witnesses from intimidation. And Trump has not attempted to intimidate any witnesses in this Manhattan case. The fact that Trump, for some reason, and I don't know what the reason is, has decided to criticize one of the judge's clerks, part of the machinery of running the courthouse and running that particular courtroom, is really a right that Donald Trump has, and it's not going to affect the outcome of the case. Yeah. So I think the judge is unduly hung up on the concept of a gag order. He sort of views it as a personal affront to him because somebody on his staff was attacked by the former president. And I think that those gag order impositions will eventually be ruled unconstitutional by an appellate court.
I sure hope so. I want to turn our attention back to this ongoing situation in Maine, where the FBI is reportedly trying to enter a home that Bowden was. It was in their search for this suspect, obviously. Judge, what's your take on everything that's unfolding right now?
Well, what my take is that we still live in a society where most people expect and the government believes that it can keep us safe, and it can't. As your previous guest, Eric Pratt, said, the best way to protect yourself is to do just that. Protect yourself, carry a gun, and learn how to use it. The government can't be everywhere, and the government can't keep us safe. Oh, the government keeps the politicians safe. Yeah. There's a famous clip of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, criticizing aggressively certain types of weapons on an ABC News report. And then the camera pans, and behind him are four of his bodyguards carrying the very, very same weapons that he's criticizing. This is so typical of the liberal left that wants to use these weapons to protect their idols in government, but doesn't want us to be able to have these weapons to protect ourselves.
Well, I certainly hope that we can reach a resolution to this. Judge Andrew Napolitano, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you, Carl.